Masecha Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Haya Rachok mi Beis Haskila ke'esar amos. When the people that were bringing the Baal Din to the Beis Haskila were at a distance of 10 amos from where he was to be stoned, they would stop there, Omrim lo his vada, and they would tell the person to say vidoy, Shekain derech hamumsin mitzvada. They would tell him that it is proper that somebody who is to be killed should say vidoy. Shekol hamitzvada yesh lo chelek la'olam haba. Anybody who says vidoy has a portion in the next world. The vidoy together with the misa would be mechaper his averis. Shekain matzinu ba'acham, that we find by Acham, who was moil in the cherim of Yehoshua. Yehoshua made a cherim that nobody should benefit from anything in Yericho, and Achan was over on this, and he was chayav misa. So Amar lo Yehoshua. Yehoshua told Achan, Bini, simna kavod la Hashem Elokei Yisrael, v'ten lo toda. My son, give kavod to Hashem, and make a confession. Bayan Achan es Yehoshua. And Achan responded to Yehoshua by Yomar, and he said, Omna anoichi chatasi la Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yes, it's true, I sinned to Hashem, because those asiti. I did this and this. He admitted not only to being over on the cherim of Yehoshua, but he also admitted to being over on haramim that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar. Uminayin shekiper lo biduyo. And how do we know that the confession that Acham made was mechaper for him, shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vayomer Yehoshua. Yehoshua told Acham, Ma'achartanu ya'akorcha Hashem bayom hazeh. Just like you clouded us, you caused that some of Klal Yisrael would be killed in the Mohammed, Hashem should cloud you in this world. And we can learn from this pasuk, Hayom hazeh ata achar. Only in this world are you achar. You are not achar in the next world, as the vidoy together with the misa was machaber for achar. If he does not know how to say vidoy, he doesn't remember his averos, omrim lo, they would tell him, MR, you should say, tehei misasi kapara al ko avonosai, that my misa should be a kapara for all my sins. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, if the person who was to be killed knew that he was mezumah, meaning to say that the Edom were made sheker on him, he was never over this avera, Omer, he should say, Tehei misasi kapara ako avonosai, chutz me avon zeh. My misa should be a kapara for all of my sins, except for this sin that I am being killed for unjustly. Amrulo, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, in Cain, if a person would be able to say this, Yehu ko adam omrim kach kedei lenakos et atma. Everybody who is going to be killed would say this in order to clear their name, and they would be mosi laz on the Edom and the Dayanim. So therefore, we do not allow him to say chutz me'avon zeh. If he tries to say that, we quiet him. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Haya rachok mi beis haskila arba amos. When they reached a distance of 4 amos from the Beis Haskila, machshitin oso et begadav, they would strip the person who was to be killed. The reason for this is that if he is stripped, he would die quicker and would not suffer as much. Ha'ish mechasin oso milfanav, v'ha'isha milfaneha u'me'achareha, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it was a male that was to be killed, they would cover him up a little bit from the front to cover his erva. And if it was a female that was to be killed, they would cover up a little bit in the front and in the back. V'chachamim omer, ha'ish niska arum, v'ein ha'isha niskeles aruma. The Chachamim hold that a male would be stoned without his clothes, but a female would not be stripped before she was killed, as this is a big bizayon to an isha to be stripped, and she would prefer that she would be killed with her clothes on, so she would not have this bizayon, even if it meant that she would suffer a little bit more from the misa.